We're in for nasty weather. There's a special weather statement in effect today for Cape Breton, calling for snow, rain, and strong winds expected to last until into the afternoon. To help make sure seniors are prepared for the upcoming weather and season, the Cape Breton Regional Municipality Emergency Management Office partnered with Cape Breton Regional Police to hold an emergency readiness information session in Glace Bay. The session was led by emergency management consultant Matthew Lever. He started by discussing personal preparedness.
72 hours of personal preparedness. So be able to look after yourself and people that you live with for 72 hours. You must have stuff on hand if you're able to do so, to care for yourself for 72 hours. So we encourage everyone to make a plan for you and your family so that you know what to do when an emergency happens. It can take as little as 20 minutes to make a family emergency plan. There's lots of great checklists online at getprepared.bc.ca. Print it out before starting, but you'll need to just think about some of these things. Safe exits from your home and neighborhood. How do I get out of my home in the event of a fire or an emergency directly affecting my house? How do I get out? How do I get out of my neighborhood? What's the alternate route? I usually always go this way, but what's another way out of my neighborhood? Meeting places to reunite with family members or roommates. Designated person to pick up children should you be unavailable. Contact persons close by and out of town. Health and insurance information, and very important that if you have insurance, to have that information handy.
He spoke more about making sure you have the right kind of insurance, using Hurricane Fiona as an example, which ravaged Cape Breton in 2022.
So make sure you have the right insurance before a disaster. We learned, unfortunately, the hard way during Fiona that people might not have had the right types of insurance to deal with the loss that they were having. So make sure if you have insurance, this is the perfect time to reach out to your insurance provider and make sure that you have the right insurance and the right amount of coverage to help you for an emergency that may have happened. Keep a copy of that policy and your emergency kit as well as 24-hour contact number for your insurance provider. So keep all that together. So when you're building your emergency kit, you want to keep all that stuff together. You want to know your insurance provider, and you want to have that information to call them directly.
Lever says it's also important for seniors to have their medical information on hand in an emergency.
You need to establish a personal support network of friends, relatives, healthcare providers, coworkers, and neighbors who understand your special needs. Write down important medical information and keep a copy of this information to your emergency kit and give a copy to your personal support network. If your health is dependent upon electricity, including those people on home oxygen, dialysis, register with the Nova Scotia Power Critical Customer Communication Program. So if you're, again, if you're have home oxygen or people you know or love are on home oxygen or dialysis or need life safety, register with Nova Scotia Power Critical Customer Communication Program so they know that you're out there. So when they're doing their reconnects after a storm, be higher on the priority list. So the way to do that is online through Nova Scotia Power. So to register, you require a letter from your doctor or medical provider describing the home critical care you receive that is dependent on electricity. So you just can't have anyone go in there and sign up. It has to be approved by a medical provider. Again, remember always to stay prepared. So you can always reach out to your health provider for advice on handling power outages, plan other living arrangements during an outage, or arrangement for an alternative power supply if you need power for life safety. Plan for additional oxygen supplies and other medical equipment as necessary.
He says the best way to be prepared is to prepare an emergency kit and discuss other items that should go into it.
So you might have some items already to put into this kit that you already have in your home, such as food, canned food, water, battery operator, crank radio. The key is to make sure they are organized and easy to find. So you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. Oftentimes, most of these things are in your house now. Just get a tote, a bag, or something, and combine all this information together.
Lever recommends having 2 liters of water per person per day. Other things he recommends having in the kit are battery-powered radios, a first aid kit, extra keys, cash, as well as ID and bank information. He says emergency kits are also available for purchase, but the municipality is also planning to distribute some kits in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Following the presentation, Cape Breton Regional Police Constable Gary Frazier, who was also attending, shared his thoughts.
It was a great presentation. He didn't leave anything out, talked about the big thing I think the takeaway from this is When there's a storm, an emergency, make sure the roads are safe to pass before you go to a warming shelter or you go out for any food or anything, gas. Because if they're impassable, you're just going to be part of the problem, not the solution.
He also shared some advice as Cape Breton starts experiencing winter weather.
Listen to weather forecasts. Listen in the morning. I'm going to have some road reports in the morning. Heed the warnings. If you shouldn't be out, don't go out. Wait for the weather to clear and then go out if you need anything. Stock up beforehand. You can always stock up 24 hours beforehand. So tomorrow, watch the weather, watch the roads. If you have to be out, make sure your tires are good, pressure's good. And just be aware of the road conditions.
Lever also spoke to media after the presentation about what he wants people to take away from it.
Right. The most important thing I would say is to take the time now to be prepared for emergencies. So don't wait for the emergency to happen. Oftentimes with snow events or rain events, we have a lead up. We know it's going to come. But some emergencies, we don't have any lead up for them. So they can happen at any time. So take the time now to build an emergency plan for your kit. Emergency plan for your home. There's lots of kits available. But if you want to look online at getprepared.gc.ca, there's lots of information there where residents can put together a kit from things in their home like water, bottled water, non-perishable items, emergency contact list, battery operated radio, flashlights, stuff like that. Put that information together with your insurance information and really build an emergency kit today that you can have to use in the event of an emergency in our community.
With the snow now falling, it's up to each citizen to make sure they're ready for the months to come. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.